This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We're seeing a little bit of a mixed trade. We have the corn and the wheat market trading on the plus side today, a couple cents higher in the corn, 3 to 4 higher in the wheat. Beans, on the other hand, they failed back after scoring a fresh high for the move overnight. They ended up down about 6.5 cents lower, meals lower, as well as oil. So a little bit of divergence across the grain market as we open up the midweek trade.
And Jim, of course, a lot has happened here in the last week when it comes to tariffs, what we thought was going to happen, what has actually played out so far, and what's still to come. What's kind of been your takeaways from the market reaction?
Overall, they definitely did a relief rally coming out of the trade, from the original headlines you've got. But, the fact is we've still got a long way to go. The Mexico trade, the Mexico pause and the Canadian pause, that's good. They're some of our biggest trade partners we deal with. But, right now there's still a lot of uncertainty where that's going to be. The China situation is kind of interesting. We did hit China with trade tariffs and, they did punch back, but not near as hard as some people feared. And that kind of allowed the market to rally a little bit. But now we'll see where we go from there and how this plays out. I know there's some optimism, at least in some of the reporting, that maybe we're going to reinstate that phase one trade deal and China's going to buy more grain. I'm a little bit skeptical of that. Time will tell how this plays out. But the fact of the matter is, since the last phase one deal, China has really kind of integrated their consumption into Brazilian production, investing billions of dollars in that country.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
March corn up 0.75 cents at $4.95 and a quarter. March soybeans down 9 3/4 at $10.65 and a quarter. March soybean meal down 2.10 at $3.11.90. March soybean oil down 72 cents at $45.04. March oats down 1.5 at $3.57 3/4. On the Merck, February live cattle up 80 cents at $202.67. March feeder cattle up 2 cents at $268.27. February lean hogs up 57 cents at $85.65. February pork cutout unchanged at $93.20. Class 3 milk is up 3 cents at $20.31. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.